This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Michigan Congressman Peter Hoekstra, Republican representing the Great Lakes State's 2nd Congressional District. He's also the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, and he's a candidate for the Republican nomination for governor of Michigan in next year's campaign. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, it's very good to be with you. Thank you.
Well, it's your role in the Intelligence Committee that we're focusing on primarily today because, as we reported earlier this week on the program, that the City Council in Standish voted 6-0 for a resolution that could end up allowing Guantanamo Bay detainees in their facility. More light has been shed on this, and they don't really want Guantanamo detainees. They'd rather have other federal prisoners, but they say Gitmo detainees are better than losing all the jobs. What's your reaction to what happened up in Standish?
Well, I'm disappointed. I think that what the people of Standish deserve, and more importantly, the people of Michigan deserve, is more transparency from this administration. I've asked that the backgrounds of the individuals that are being held in Guantanamo be released publicly so that we could see who might be moving to Michigan. The second thing that I've asked for is I've asked that the information detailing how and what our experience has been in holding these individuals over the last 5 or 6 years in Guantanamo, what's our experience been? What have been the challenges? Have there been any challenges? That be released to the people in Standish and in Michigan. And then also an understanding as to why we established Guantanamo in the first place. Is it really even a good decision to move them here? So I'm pushing for more transparency so that the people in Standish and the people in Michigan can have more information to make a better decision. I think the decision by the City Council was a little premature.
Congressman, what's the answer you get, if any, from the Justice Department or the administration about why the resumes, for lack of a better term, for these current detainees and the actual evaluation of Guantanamo, why have they refused to release that?
Stone silence. Nothing. You hear nothing back from the Department of Defense. You hear nothing back from the Justice Department. It seems like they recognize that they've been put into a corner. Because the president made this commitment unwisely, I think, that he would close Gitmo within a year. He didn't have a plan to make it happen. They now see our governor, Jennifer Granholm, as providing them perhaps with a way out. They promise her, it appears that, they keep talking about her moving into a senior-level position within the administration. Is it a quid pro quo? Hey, if you help us solve this Gitmo problem, we'll help you solve your Michigan problem, and we solve your Michigan problem by getting you out of the state.
Congressman, others have said, you've even said, that you don't believe that security at our federal prisons would be a problem in keeping the detainees in. So remind our listeners why you believe that bringing them to the area, besides the possibility of a prison break, is very troubling.
Well, I think it's more about what potentially can happen to the community. We put them on an island 90 miles offshore that's impossible to get to for a very, very good reason, so that people can't get there. People can get to Standish. They can get to Fort Leavenworth in Kansas. All of a sudden this community potentially becomes a target. Does it become the number one target for Al-Qaeda and radical jihadists in the United States of America? No, I'm not saying that. But it puts a mark on that community that wasn't there before that community needs to consider. The other thing is we put them on leased land, not American land, in Cuba, so that they wouldn't get all the same legal rights that you and I have. Why do we want to extend legal authorities and legal rights to some of the worst terrorists in the world? And that's what happens when we put them on U.S. soil. And that doesn't matter whether it's in Standish or whether it's in any other community.
And that leads to an important development over the past few days in Washington here as well, sir, as you know, that the House and the Senate, in voting for a appropriations bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security, have allowed at least a handful of Guantanamo detainees to be given access to U.S. courts. I'm guessing by what you just said that you voted against that part of the legislation. Explain what you see as the danger of this going forward.
Well, it's going to be very, very hard to prosecute any of these individuals through a traditional court. These people were picked up on the battlefield. Excuse me, when our soldiers are under fire and they're picking up people on the battlefield, I don't really expect them to spend a lot of time collecting the evidence that you might need to have to prosecute successfully these people in our court system. It just won't happen. I'm just afraid that you start putting these people through a traditional U.S. court system, their lawyers will be able to use, that's what their lawyers will do, and their lawyers will be doing their job. They'll be using every technique and every tool possible to acquit these individuals. And by giving them the rights that you and I have, there are a lot of those tools available and will be able to be used successfully, because these people were picked up on the battlefield. They weren't picked up after a crime scene.
Congressman, if in fact some of those technicalities were able to be employed successfully, would that mean these folks would be free in this country, or would they most likely be deported?
My guess, again, I'm not an attorney, but if they are acquitted in a U.S. court, my fear is that they would be released into the United States, because we no longer could hold them indefinitely. Remember, the other thing to know here is that we don't send them back to their home countries, because guess what? Either their home countries don't want them, or we believe that if they go home, they may be tortured, which means that they stay here. If they're then acquitted, those reasons don't go away, meaning I would judge that our legal system would release these people onto U.S. soil.
And Congressman, I'm not sure if you're familiar with this story, but we heard from a former Pentagon official from the first Bush administration back in the early 90s that one of the folks that was being held at Guantanamo and was released a couple of years ago is actually one of the ringleaders that our troops are now facing back in Afghanistan. So it's potentially not just trouble here at home, but trouble for our troops overseas as well.
I think the numbers clearly indicate that somewhere between 15 and 25% of them are back on the battlefield relatively quickly, and those are the people that we know about. We don't even know what happens to some of the others, but no, there's clear evidence that some of these people have moved from Gitmo, have moved back on the battlefield, and I think there's even at least one case where one went back and was a suicide bomber. So yeah, these are ugly people. These are 225 of the worst people in the world, and believing that we have rehabilitated them is foolish. Members of Congress who have gone down to Gitmo and have looked at these folks and, either through the cameras or whatever, said, you look at these people and they just look evil. They hate America as much today as they did when we captured them 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago.
We're talking with Michigan Congressman Pete Hoekstra, the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, and as I mentioned before, also a candidate for the GOP nomination for governor. And Congressman, Standish is on the eastern side of the state. Your district is on the Lake Michigan shoreline on the western side of the state. What are you noticing about state reaction to this issue as you travel around campaigning, and their general attitude towards Washington on this and other issues, including the economy, which has hit your state especially hard?
Well, I think most people are asking in regards to Gitmo. They're saying, why? Pete, why do we need to move these folks here? We built a brand-new facility for them in Guantanamo. It works. Why do we need to move them into the United States? The second question is, most people do recognize that Michigan is suffering. I mean, we've got the highest unemployment rate in the country. But most of them recognize that Michigan's economic future does not depend or shouldn't hinge on moving 200 terrorists from Cuba into Michigan. Michigan's much too good of a state for that. We believe, or at least some of us believe, that there are much brighter days ahead for Michigan than being a penal colony for terrorists and for radical jihadists. We're a much better state than that. We can build our future without putting these people into our state.
Congressman, sir, as always, we appreciate your time very much.
Hey, great. Good being with you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Michigan Congressman Peter Hoekstra represents his state's 2nd Congressional District, ranking member of the House Select Intelligence Committee, and he's a Republican candidate for governor in the state of Michigan as well. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.